UN Undersecretary General Jan Egeland says the international community should have stopped the war in Darfur in early 2004 when there was a ceasefire. But he says the world woke up too late to the humanitarian catastrophe that was unfolding. He says everyone failed the people of Darfur, thousands of whom have been victims of massive killings, rapes, and other atrocities. He accuses African countries of having done too little, too late. He says the Arab countries, the major ASEAN economic partners, the Western countries, all have done too little, too late.
If there had been enough pressure earlier on the government and the rebels, we would not have had the situation in Darfur we have today. It is not too late. It is not too late. We can still have, we should still have, an international force which is much better. It should be African-led, it should be African-driven, it should be African in its nature, it should be African in its face, but the UN has to be part of it for it to become effective. That's the lessons of these 3.5 long years.
Egeland says there's ample evidence that the situation is getting worse. He warns the conflicts in Darfur, Chad, and Central African Republic are intimately linked. He says there is real danger of a regional conflict.
In all of the 3 countries, there are fighters from the other countries crossing the border, seeking refuge on each other's sides. Countries in the region are aiding the rebels on the other side. This is one of Africa's biggest diseases. I mean, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's a fallacy, really. What you're creating is long-term chaos for yourself and a lot of suffering for your own citizens and for your neighbors.
On another subject, Egeland says the situation in Iraq is becoming worse. He calls the death of more than 100 civilians every day an outrage. He notes this is 3 times bigger than the number of people that were killed on a daily basis during Lebanon's civil war. He says this situation cannot continue. He says everyone, those who invaded Iraq, the neighboring countries, political leaders, everyone has to do something radical to change the situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.wwenglish.com。